You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Who is Jesus? Very simple question. Would you be able to answer that question from the pages of your Bible? Describe who he is. Show what the Bible says about him. What's his titles? What's his position? What is he called? What is his functions? First of all, and probably the most important one of all, he's the Son of God. It's used 42 times in the New Testament. He's called the Son of God. John chapter 1 verse 49. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. He's the Word of God also. Revelation 19:12 says, His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself, and he was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. See, in the beginning was the Lord, or in the beginning was God. And what does it say? What does the Bible say? What is it? Jesus was there in Genesis. He was with God. John tells us also, and that he was God. He said, let us make man in our image. All right. That's one that a lot of people know, but here's some other things that they don't know. It says that he had a name written that no one knew except himself. You know, I call them name callers, but you got these sacred name people, which Jesus, Mary didn't say, hey, Jesus, come in, supper's ready, when he was growing up and a little boy. But they're strong theologians that memorize a few Hebrew words and toss them around like it's some sacred special language. And they're very condescending and they're very egotistical. They feed their own egos like they're better than anybody else because they've memorized a few Hebrew words. Well, I know a few Hebrew words too. I had 3 years of Hebrew, but I speak in English. People are listening to me in English and they claim that his name, well, they can't even agree on it. Yahshua, Yahoshua, Yahuwah, but they all have this Yah, 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 because it's a shortened name of God's name in the Bible is Yah. And of course, they can't agree on how you pronounce that. But anyhow, it's poor Hebrew. It's bad Hebrew. It's stupid Hebrew. It's not Yahshua or Yahoshua. It's Yeshua. They don't even know. And then, I've heard some of them, they get baptized in Yahshua, and then they've come to some conclusion that it's Yahoshua. So now they got to get rebaptized. Like, your salvation depends on how you pronounce a word. You are not his equal. You do not respect your father. I don't call my father, my physical father, by his first name. What gives you the right to believe you can call our heavenly father by his name? You are not his equal. It's a whole lie that Satan has deceived and sucked people into and feeds their egos. And I didn't even intend to get off on this, but quit believing lies. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.